Well, this may be known as Malware Monday because some people may not be able to get online, perhaps thousands. If you didn't get the word prior to today, under what rock were you hiding? Malicious software is to blame, and it could have infected your computer this morning. And joining us live to help you through this pickle, Kim Komando from The Kim Komando Show on all things digital. Kim, good morning. Welcome to WTOP. Great to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. So I guess, are you online?
Yeah, I'm online, so I can joke about it.
But there I'm online, too.
For some folks, it's going to be, you know, probably this ugly moment. We're so used to being online, we take it for granted, like breathing.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine? No email, no Facebook. Oh, gosh,
no messages, no texting. What do we do?
Here's the deal, is that fortunately here in the United States, we only have some 64,000 computers that are infected. And if you think of that number, as far as the total number, is that it's really kind of small. What happened was is that we had some malware that was infected. The FBI, short stories, they set up some computers to do some redirecting of traffic, and to this morning they shut off these computers. So now those people that were still infected, basically they can't go anywhere. Their websites say nothing. I mean, they can't, just as you're not connected to the Internet. At that case, you really need to call your ISP, your Internet Service Provider, and they'll walk you through it. But if you want to check your computer just to make sure that you are clean and that you don't have the malware, of course, some links are over at your website and where they can just click the DNS. And if they get green, they're good. And if it's red, their Internet. If it's not dead already, it will be dead shortly.
Well, now, if you can't get on the Internet, is it even possible to help yourself with something like this?
Well, you know, you could if you had antivirus software. And see, that's the problem. These 64,000 people, they have to be living under a rock, as you said, or their antivirus software isn't working for some reason. Or, you know, believe it or not, there's a certain element of people who believe that antivirus software is actually developed by the antivirus companies, or the viruses were created by the antivirus companies so that this way they could sell their software. So they don't put it on.
That's a heavy paranoia to live with.
I know. It's like, really? Okay. You believe that? So that's why the recommendation is that you call your ISP, because at this point, your antivirus software probably isn't working, and you can't go out there and update it.
Maybe you can use one of those little memory devices, you know, that little sticks that you can plug right in
get
it from somebody else's computer.
Yeah, somebody else's computer, you put some antivirus software on there. And I've got free programs on my website if you, you know, if you want some, there's some free software. There's AVG, there's Avast, and there's anti-spyware software that's free, and firewalls. And my website address is commando.com.
Now, if this can happen once, can it happen again?
You know, it's going to be fairly difficult for something like this. But we have to remember that the bad guys are making so much money. Sometimes they're making as much as $700,000 a month, these viruses. And a lot of people with Macs right now, they're saying, well, you know, I don't need to worry about this. Well, you know, the fact is that if you have a Mac, you are not immune to viruses anymore. As a matter of fact, Apple secretly changed the language on their websites a couple of weeks ago where it would say, used to say, you're not going to get a virus. And now the website essentially says, we're going to do our best to keep you safe.
Ooh.
And so, if you, yeah. So if you have a Mac, whether it's an iMac or a MacBook, you do need to get some antivirus software for that.
Kim, thanks so much. Great visiting with you.
Oh, thanks for having me. Anytime.
Kim Komando from The Kim Komando Show.